Now brace yourself for the final episode of Cold Blood. Bowers, who's been experimenting on himself, has changed at a cellular level. Having witnessed the destruction of the Ellsworth Research Centre and the death of several of their colleagues, the survivors prepare to flee the burning base with whatever supplies they can salvage.
Cold Blood by Simon Bovey. Part 5. The Antarctica.
I meant what I said inside. Join me. Together, we can build a perfect, clean environment. The new Adam and Eve in a frozen Eden.
I'll kill myself if I'd let that happen.
No, Anaya. One way or another, your life is mine.
Waiting to make a dramatic entrance.
You nearly left it too late.
Not leaving so soon.
Hang on!
Where'd he go?
Right in front.
Did you get him?
I got something.
Too dark to see.
We're not going back to check.
I'm not stopping.
Well, I'm not going back.
Creep wanted me to...
What?
Join him.
He's gone now.
Yep, fish paste.
Here. It's morphine.
Oh, no, I was praying you'd find some.
How's Deb?
I'm hanging in there, but this'll hit the spot.
Can you manage?
Yeah, but basic first aid doesn't tell you how to treat burns this bad. I'm just trying to make her comfortable.
What about your arm?
It's okay as long as I don't jolt it.
Hey, Deb. Look what Anaya got us.
Give it to me.
Coming up. Hey, you're going to be okay now, you'll see. I'll get you back on your feet. Better?
Another.
Boy, I don't know, Deb. I gave you a big dose.
I'm a doctor. Another.
Okay, if you're sure. That should last you a while now. How do you feel?
Another.
Deb, I can't do that.
Max, please.
Boss?
Ned, it's a fatal dose.
She knows.
Give her what she needs. We can't stop. I'm so sorry, Deb.
Yeah. Love you, Deb.
I know.
She's gone, boss.
You did what you could.
Yeah.
Snow's getting worse.
Yeah. Tracks can't get a grip.
How much further, boss?
GPS makes it about 6 miles. Another hour, if we're lucky. But we're going to be running on vapor soon.
Have we got any water?
We'll melt some snow when we stop.
Do you need help with painkillers?
No, I'm just thirsty as hell.
Do you want me to sit back there?
I'm fine. And I'd like to stay with Deb as long as I can. It's funny, I'm used to death you can get. Every time you think you've used up all your capacity, you see that there's still room to go, and your capacity might well be limitless.
I can't say the same for the cat.
You've lost traction, boss. It's cactus.
I'm sorry. We're walking from here.
Have we got time to bury Deb?
We'll make time. Let's get some kit together first.
That the arm?
No, it's a few bruised ribs, I think.
And let me see. Sorry. You've got a hell of a bruise. You feel cold and clammy, too. You okay?
What do you think?
Are you good for this?
Nothing to it, but they're doing it.
Do you want to say something?
Oh, I don't know what to say. Deb was... Oh, she was my friend. That's it, boss. I can't...
Max?
I'm okay. I went dizzy. Oh, man, that hurts.
Your ribs?
Yeah.
Let's get going. Need to get there before the... Stay there, both of you. You still got your guns?
It's in the car.
I've got mine. What's the matter?
He's here. There's blood on the...
You didn't think I'd let you go without saying goodbye, did you?
How the hell did you find us?
I came with you. Though it wasn't a very comfortable ride on the roof.
What did you hit him with?
The snow we were boiling.
Nathaniel!
Did you see? It's like he's carved out of ice. And he felt so cold.
He must still be changing.
But he's hot now. That was his blood.
Max!
Over here! You okay, boss?
Yeah. How are you?
Colder than the well digger's arse.
We'll warm up walking. I've got you.
Easy, boss.
Where can you go, Nathaniel? You'll die out here.
Paints a positive picture, doesn't he?
Forget him. Lean on me.
This isn't going to work, boss.
Sure it is. This way.
I can hear you out there in the cold.
Man of many words, isn't he?
You're a vampire fish.
Don't listen to him.
Short men. They're always the most aggressive.
Hey, I'm short.
You seem taller.
You can run, but you can't hide from me. When the storm has lifted, I will find you. I have dominion here.
Come on, Max. Up.
Stop, boss.
Stop. We've got to keep going.
I can't.
Damn it, Max. Can't is not an option.
It's a decision, boss. I'm bleeding inside.
No!
You know it. I know it. That explosion knocked 7 sheets out of me. I'm not going to make it to Carvajal. And if I go with you, I'll slow you up and you'll die too. Believe me, if I thought I could make it, I'd race you there.
All right. Look, they'll have skidoos there. You dig yourself in, and I'll come back for you. You hear me?
Nice plan, boss, but I'll be dead before you get here. I can feel it. It's okay. I want this. Die cold and leave a good-looking corpse. Like Oates.
Max!
You still got a gun?
Well, it's got a full clip.
I'll slow down, Flipper, for you.
Max.
Yeah, me too. Now bugger off, boss. Go on, get out of here. Live!
More of this.
Take them out. Your fingers have swollen. I'm sorry, Nat. I feel responsible.
That was my idea to give you my mittens. Are you sure you haven't got any frostbite?
Yes. I noticed some dextran in medical. Let me hook up an IV.
No, later. Just bandage the fingers for now so I can still use them. And let's get this place Bristol.
You've got to keep them still, Nat.
I'll be fine. What's that?
Bauer's serum. I found them, and his journal, when I was looking for morphine. I had to save them, Nat. I think it will help you.
What? To become like him?
It's a roar on course formula, I agree, but Deb told you he's been taking it in massive doses. If you just took a little, one meal to start...
No. I'm not taking his snake oil.
You'd rather lose your fingers.
I'm not going to. I've seen recovery from worse than this, so will you just wrap them? Steady.
You think he's still out there, don't you?
I don't want to take any chances. Especially as there's no radio.
You know, I've tried to feel the same way about Antarctica as you and Max. But I can't. It's a cruel and remorseless place.
Well, you haven't had the best introduction to her. Believe me, a summer here is more beautiful than you can imagine. The light is like nowhere else. She's a demanding mistress, I know, but an intoxicating one.
And I can't compete with her, can I? When we leave here, I'm not coming back. I need warmth. Not just heat, but some warmth of soul. And I need change, Nat. Life is change. But nothing ever does here, except for the worse.
You sound like Bowers.
Hardly, but he had a point. What have we done here that's so honourable?
There are no answers in me. I came here looking for them.
And?
I've not thought of leaving. I'm so dislocated from the outside world now that frankly the thought terrifies me. Plus, I came here to put myself back together. And instead, I found I like being broken. And that's hard to fix.
Let me try. Let's try being warm-blooded for a while. I think it's going to be a good winter. Now, what about that hot drink you promised me?
Coffee would be good.
I found a stack of it, so we won't go short. Water, on the other hand, looks like a problem.
Oh, there's no snow in the catcher. I'll do it tomorrow.
I'll scoop a pan from outside.
But don't use yellow snow.
Out here?
Penguins.
Good point.
Annie? Anaya? Is that you?
No, Nathaniel. You look surprised. You should know you can't keep a good man down.
Oh, I don't believe I missed him. And I'm out of bullets.
The delightful Anaya, too. I'm so glad you made it.
What are we gonna do?
Talking of good men... You didn't bump into one of mine out there, did you?
Ah, the ever faithful Max. Yes, we did have a little run-in.
How is he?
Cold. Very cold. He did his best for you, though.
Yeah. I notice you're missing an ear.
Let's just say he had a lucky shot. But it'll grow again.
There must be something around here I can use as a weapon.
You don't look in great shape yourself. Nathaniel! What are you doing back there?
Well, you know, trying to keep busy. This might work.
Mind your hands.
You know, you're like Shackleton in so many ways. Constantly improvising in the face of disaster. Journeying great distances through the shadow of certain death. There is one significant difference, though. Shackleton never lost a single man under his command, and you, on the other hand, have lost... everyone.
I'd take good money for him to shut up.
Well, if he's talking, I know where he is. I don't understand why, Bowers. You spent your life trying to help people. Why did you do it?
Your hands are bleeding.
I can manage. Find me some metal piping, anything.
Do you think you're the only person to feel pain?
I own the franchise down here.
You certainly act the tragic hero. It's quite pathetic.
You know nothing of my feelings.
I know enough. When my research was axed after McMurdo, I spent 2 years watching Lauren die. 2 years! Impotently standing by as she wasted away until there was nothing but a skeleton left. And she was begging me for death. So don't think there's anything you can teach me about pain.
Now who's acting tragic?
Imagine it, Nathaniel. when ADZAC offered me funding to return to my research for a cure for leukemia, it was almost more irony than I could bear. But I saw a way to have my revenge for Laura. Not just on ADZAC, but on all those who would change this continent.
But even the innocent, like Max, Deb, and the others?
Let justice be done, though the world perish.
Will this do? I pulled it off the sink.
Yeah, that's perfect. Help me with these cylinders.
Nothing remains the same. Laura's death has changed you. It changed us both. It was meaningless, and you were powerless to prevent it. I understand your anger. But she wouldn't want you to do this. You know that, don't you?
This one is lighter.
What is this thing?
A flamethrower.
What do you know of what she wanted?
I know she loved life.
It was me she loved. Me she came to. You did nothing but hurt her.
I did nothing but love her.
You left her.
I left because you were having an affair.
You believed we were.
Well, I don't remember you denying it.
Why should I? I loved her, I wanted her, and I knew you'd leave. You were always so sensitive. But she came to me then, Nathaniel, once you turned your back on her and your child.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't know.
Know what? Bowers? Tell me!
She was pregnant with your child.
What kind of sick joke is that?
But it's true. She tried to tell you, but you were a long, long way away. She felt she had no choice but to have a termination.
Oh, dear God.
Your God was nowhere in this. There were complications, you see, and she wasn't able to have more children with me. And I damned you for that. But I was there for her, Nathaniel. And where were you? Nursing a bruised emotion in this desolation. Nathaniel. Nathaniel.
Nat.
Light the end.
I'm here, Bowers. I will always be here while you burn in hell.
He'll be back.
I'm counting on it.
That's the last corridor blocked off. He can only come this way.
Thermostat's as high as it'll go. Every gas heater I could find is on in the boiler room.
Are you okay?
Sure.
You don't look it.
Well, this is what okay looks like these days.
What Bowers said... Oh, hell, Nat, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
What are you doing?
Going fishing.
You can't go out there. You've got severe frostbite. Let him come to us.
Then he decides the when and where. No, I want him coming down that corridor angrier than a dog crapping tacks. That's the only way we'll trick him into the boiler room. That's where we finish him, Annie. That's our killing ground.
You can't even get gloves over your bandages.
They'll be warm enough.
Let me do it.
It's me he wants.
Nat, please. Please don't do this. I'm begging you. He's faster and stronger than you.
But not as handsome. Look, I know what I'm doing. He was right about a lot of things. I ran away. I'm not running anymore. Now, I want you to stay here.
No!
I have to know you're safe.
Let me help.
No, you will be. I need you to shut the boiler room door behind us. Shut me and Bowers inside. Do you understand?
And you call that a plan?
It's all we've got. Here, take this. It's a flare gun. Now, if this doesn't work out, wait until the morning.
Don't say that.
No, I have to tell you this. Wait at least 12 hours before you show yourself. Then seal yourself in. Nail every door, every window shut. And sit it out.
16 weeks.
But it won't come to that. We're going to be together.
I'll hold you to that.
How do I look?
Fish bait.
Good. That's what I want to be.
See you in a minute.
Yeah. And I'll come running.
hours! Let's end this!
Come on.
Please, God, keep an eye on him. Oh, no! Not the bloody boiler! Oh. Boys!
Rest now, Anaya. I've come back for you.
Bowers!
Can you feel it? Like the continent's holding its breath, waiting while its champions decide its fate.
Then let's get on with it!
Where are you going?
I'm tired of this, Bowers. God, man, you just used to be driven. You were going to set the world alight. What the hell's happened to you?
Hate. It clarifies things. And I hate you, Nathaniel.
Why?
Lauren was with me. But you always had her heart. She denied it, but I knew.
So, it's all about revenge.
I'm disappointed that you, of all people, don't see it. Have you been to McMurdo?
You know it's restricted.
I went. The sea is still the deepest blue, but there are no whales in the sound now. No daily penguins.
It was a tragedy.
This was the last virgin continent, clean and unsullied by man's hand.
I know. I feel it too.
Now they're drilling for oil in the Ross Ice Shelf. Mining on Mount Erebus, and the sea already overfished, is being strip-mined of its creel by the Japanese for dog food. If they stopped tomorrow, numbers would never recover.
One man can't stop that.
But every man should try. I found the gift of life here, Nathaniel. You're a religious man. You should see that. It's a miracle. But soon, there'll be no more ice fish. And what other wonders have we lost? What secret panaceas did the rainforests take with them into the bonfire? We'll never know. But while there is still this plot of majesty left, I will make man notice. I will make them pay.
If I don't stop you, Russell, there are others that will.
No. Here, I am omnipotent. The other camps will fall to me, and come the spring, I promise you, I'll be the only one left here.
Just you and the penguins.
Neither you or I are any stranger to loneliness. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you anticipate a future with the lovely Anaya? Huh? Oh, well, allow me to take that from you.
What have you done to her?
Nothing yet. But I have plans. For our children.
You bastard!
Oh, you're weak, Nathaniel. And look at your hands. Nasty. I think you'll lose them, don't you?
Better my hands than my sanity.
Man won't change unless he's made to see what he's doing. Well, this'll get his attention, and there's nothing as strong as an idea whose time has come.
You don't want to change the world. You just want to get even.
You don't see it. Man trades in death, so that's what I'll give him.
Dying is easy. It's living that's hard.
Ah! Get away from him!
Get back!
I'm a savior.
You're a headline of the day. Freak of the week.
No. No, Nathaniel. You are a little man. And now you'll die. Joyce! Joyce!
Can you walk?
Run. Save yourself.
You said we were going to be together.
I'm sorry.
Bowers! You were a Remember that.
Anaya!
Oh. Hot enough for you, Bowers?
I'm afraid you'll be dead long before this heat kills me. I have thought of letting you live, but now I don't think I shall.
Anaya! Get out of there! I can't open the door!
Once again, Nathaniel, there's no woman you have that I cannot take away from you.
No, Bowers. I'm gonna take from you.
What are you doing?
Run, Nathaniel!
Time to die.
Loss can be a powerful elixir. And maybe it takes a death for us to consider the debt we owe to life. Put down the baggage we're carrying. Stop searching for a purpose and finally see it in our own hands, where it's been the whole time. At first, I didn't think I'd make it. I'd reached the end of that capacity Max had talked about, raved and wept like a fool. But when the fog cleared from my mind, I saw that action was simple. Without proper medication, my frostbite and burns were terminal, you see. So, really, I had no choice. I took Bauer's serum. And it is as incredible as Deb thought. I injected only a small dose, but within 3 hours, the blisters had gone. A new skin was growing under the damaged tissue. I've left Bauer's journal and an ampule of his serum in the hope that some good will come from this tragedy. The world needs a big idea, that much I agree with. So, whoever you are that finds this recording, I ask you not to come looking for me. Just tell this story. And maybe it'll be enough. Enough to galvanize thought into action and stop the destruction, not just of this wonderful place, but the whole planet. I have faith in that. I can never leave now, and that's as I would want it. This is all I have, all I ever had. It's what I am. The Antarctican.
In Cold Blood by Simon Bovey, Tom Mannion played Commander Taft, Tim McMullen, Bowers, Ndidi Delfati, Anaya, Helen Longworth, Deb, and Stuart McLaughlin, Max. Cold Blood was directed by Mark Beebe.